All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, a few weeks ago, things were looking bleak for the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas, they had a record of 3-6, and it appeared that their season was going to be over. But now, after the Cowboys' last two contests, two road victories, they went on the road and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles last Sunday. And then yesterday, they went on the road and eked out a 22-19 victory versus the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Dallas finds themselves with a record of 5-5. They're one game behind the Washington Redskins for first place in the NFC East. But now, this division is Dallas's for the taking. The Redskins lost their starting quarterback, Alex Smith, for the season due to a broken leg. The Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, are currently in shambles as they're sitting there with a record of 4-6. And then you have the New York Giants, who are 3-7. And plain and simple, they're an afterthought. Now, Dallas team owner Jerry Jones, he loves his team. He goes out there, you know, he puts himself at the forefront of this Dallas Cowboys organization, and he definitely has to be liking this team's chances right now. You look at head coach Jason Garrett, and it's plain and simple for him. Give the football to running back Ezekiel Elliott and get out of his way. We've seen it for a good portion of this year where Cowboy opponents defensively were stacking the box versus Elliott and making quarterback Dak Prescott beat them. But now they do have a quality wide receiver on the outside in Amari Cooper, and that's going to open things up. And then you look at the way that this Dallas defense is playing. They are one of the stingier units in the league, and to give you an idea of how stingy that the Dallas Cowboys are on defense, only one team this season has been able to score, only a couple of teams this year. You had the Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions as far as being squads that were able to score more than 20 points this season versus the Dallas Cowboys. So this gives you an idea of how stingy this team is. Then you look at Dallas's remaining schedule. They're going to get those Redskins this Thursday at home on Thanksgiving and with first place in the division on the line. After that, they have another Thursday game at home versus the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, the Saints right now are flying high. And then Dallas gets the rare trifecta in regards to three straight home games, because for week 14, they'll be home to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Week 15, they'll see them travel to take on the Indianapolis Colts. They'll be back home for week number 16 to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then finally, they finish up on the road at the Giants. So you're looking at a situation for Dallas. They can easily be 4-2 over that stretch, which would get them to 9-7. Or they could possibly be 5-1, which would get them to 10-6. 10-6 would definitely solidify them as the NFC East champions. 9-7. It could get dicey depending on how things go, but even at 9-7, I still like Dallas's chances. So for all of us that wrote this team off several weeks ago and talked about, well, maybe the Cowboys need to rebuild, maybe the Cowboys need to do this, maybe they need to do that. The bottom line is, come January, they're still going to be standing. Their chances in January are something else. But the bottom line is you have to be in it to win it. And as we've seen before, anything can happen in that Super Bowl tournament. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.